We're talking with Oklahoma Farm Bureau President Tom Buchanan. Tom, earlier today, our Governor Mary Fallon offered her State of the State address to the state lawmakers at her state capitol, covered quite a bit of a ground. Your thoughts about what you heard from this year's State of the State?
You know, the members of Oklahoma Farm Bureau certainly are understanding or cognizant of the budgetary issues that the state of Oklahoma is faced with. And we are more than willing to do our share as we always have done. But we do have concerns when we start talking about changing the way that the ad valorem tax has been processed throughout the history of Oklahoma. You know, Ron, certainly the energy industry is having difficulty today. I would tell you that out in rural Oklahoma, things are somewhat depressed from a commodity standpoint, too. So while we want to support education and do support public education, we do have some concerns if we start talking about changing the ad valorem tax process. We want to be involved in that and work to a solution so that all Oklahomans benefit.
I know. Also, I'm sure there's the almost annual concern about sales tax exemptions as relates to agriculture.
Absolutely. That's one of the things that Oklahoma Farm Bureau works year in and year out to show the need for those and how that builds the Oklahoma economy. Oklahoma agriculture has enjoyed some sales tax exemptions that have been very good for rural Oklahoma and Oklahoma as a whole, in that it allows us to spend more money on the inputs that are required to produce the commodities that we grow that then add to the economy of Oklahoma. You know, from just a business standpoint at Oklahoma Farm Bureau, too, there are some taxation issues that would cause us some concern as we are trying to continue doing business in all 77 counties. You know, remember, we have a brick-and-mortar presence in each county that sometimes becomes difficult in some of our smaller counties from a population standpoint. So all in all, we understand the budgetary issues. We want to be a part of that solution moving forward. We just do have those concerns when we start talking about addressing how taxation issues have historically been done in Oklahoma.
One other area that the governor did address, she talked about trying to get more educational resources into the classroom by perhaps doing some consolidation of some of the smaller dependent type schools, the K through 8 schools. Your thoughts about that?
You know, whenever you look at rural Oklahoma, many places in rural Oklahoma, especially western Oklahoma, Ron, it's few and far between schools as it is today. I would want the rest of Oklahoma to know, for example, a real-world scenario is Harmon County, the furthest southwest county in Oklahoma. There's only one school district in that county today, and many of those school-age kids are making some long travels just to get to and from class. So while consolidation is always talked about, is an issue that certainly needs to be explored, there's not a one-size-fits-all when it comes to school consolidation in rural Oklahoma today.
Tom Buchanan, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, reacting to the State of the State as given by Governor Mary Fallon at the Oklahoma State Capitol. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.